This week, Representative Ryan is holding his first local town hall meetings since failing to become vice president in last November's election. He briefly mentions that race and still doesn't care for many of President Obama's policies, including on health care, taxes, and government spending. But despite some speculation from political analysts, Ryan says he's not considering a run for the White House in 2016.
I'm ruling out thinking about it right now. I really don't think it's in my interest as a congressman to be thinking about some promotion 3.5 years down the road. That will cloud my judgment from doing my job today.
And Ryan, in his current job as House Budget Committee Chairman, has his detractors. Diane Motorson of Heartland is concerned that Ryan's push to reduce spending dries up dollars that could stimulate the economy.
And when people, the middle class and the poor, who spend what they have because they cannot afford to put it in Cayman Islands, these are the people we need to empower to spend money.
If Paul Ryan wins the tax and spending argument in Washington over the next year, that could help him win re-election to the House in 2014 and boost the presidential talk for 2016. But even one of his supporters, Steve Myers of Pewaukee, wonders if Ryan's chance for the White House may have already gone.
A lot of young stars are coming up. The minority vote split's really strong now, and that's the hard one for the party to get.
Myers mentions Florida Senator Marco Rubio as one of the GOP's rising stars. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.